Perhaps, perhaps, perhaps.
Perhaps this is Different Strokes with Jade and Dave. That right there was Jerry Halliwell. Perhaps, perhaps, perhaps. Before that, the Carey Brothers, If You Were Here, and Kylie, Two Hearts.
Different Strokes Shoe Swap.
This way, you wanna talk this way. Walk this way, you wanna talk this way. Walk this way, you wanna talk this way. Walk this way, you wanna talk this way.
Oh, Dave, these high heels are so hard to walk in. I don't wanna swap shoes anymore.
So, as you are very aware of, this is probably one of our favourite segments on the show.
Yeah.
Shoe Swap is our opportunity to basically come in and, you know what, it's very much a relief to be able to walk a day in someone else's shoes. I mean, I'm sure everyone wishes that every now and then, but Jade and I actually do have the privilege.
Yes.
Getting into each other's psyche every now and then.
Mm-hmm.
And this week for Shoe Swap, the theme is our claim to fame. And as Jade said earlier, once upon a time on another network, on another station.
In another lifetime.
She went for some sort of stint, you know, to try to get herself on Neighbours. And tell us a bit about that. Was that a really sort of laborious kind of process? Or?
Well, okay, so it started many moons ago as a sort of more of a like kind of comedic sort of thing, because I, Dave, am everything that people on, well, women on Neighbours are not. Is that not true?
I mean, yeah.
They're glamorous and, you know, petite. Well,
such resentment.
No, you know, and they've always got dramas and all that kind of stuff. And I like to think of myself as someone that's very relaxed and not particularly worried about appearances and all that kind of thing. Plus, I can't sing, which, you know, every single woman that's trying to get onto Neighbours is trying to launch their solo singing career. So,
well, Jade, maybe I'm starting to think that Neighbours isn't so much a thing now. It's, you know what, from what I've heard and what you've described to me, it actually sounds right up my alley.
Yes, it does.
I happen to want to get a pop career out of this. You know, and I tend to be a bit dramatic and
you might want to get your character written like that.
Yeah, I think, you know, maybe I should be the sort of introverted international student that suddenly bursts into a musical number one day and everyone's shocked. Oh my god, you speak English and you sing? Yes. Me like you.
Oh my god.
So right here, right now, we're going to go through a bit of an audition process, if you will. It's almost like I'm auditioning for a part of Neighbours.
Mm-hmm.
So right in front of me, I've got a script.
Mm-hmm.
I have to reenact, and here to help me out to prepare for my sort of audition process moment is Jade Gulliver, seasoned actor,
mm-hmm.
and award-winning. And Logies, you name it, she's done it.
Yeah.
So are we ready?
Yes.
Let's go.
Dave, I'm so glad you could make it. Take a seat, please.
Oh, what? Okay.
Dave, as you've no doubt heard, we're currently going through some changes internally within the organisation and...
Hell no, you're not.
I beg your pardon?
Yeah, you heard me. I said, no, you're not. You're not firing me. Listen, girl, I've been with this organisation for 5 years and can't nobody tell me they got changes. I've sacrificed my life, my time, my sex life, my youth into building this company from scratch, and now you be telling me that I've got to go? Hell no, girl. You must have lost your mind. I mean, who did you think paid for that drink dispenser in our office?
Dave.
I mean, who was it that went to HR when you needed blue tack to stick up pictures of your cat?
Dave.
Who was it? I mean, seriously, think about it. Who was it that, you know, put fluoro post-it notes on your desk?
Dave.
The mini bonsai by your windowsill?
For God's sakes, Dave.
The Katie Lang snow globe.
Dave, come off it.
I said, who taught you to use a slideshow projector?
Oh my God, Dave.
I shared you Minties and Pringles and all that with you?
Dave!
Who? I said, who introduced you to pinstripe pencil skirt?
That's it. Dave, we're not firing you. You're not going anywhere. We just want to offer you a promotion. It's that opportunity to second you've been waiting for. As assistant secretary to our new junior admin officer.
That's it, I quit.